Josh Bolton, President Bush's budget director, greeted the budget news by brushing off its significance, saying concerns about the deficit are secondary to economic recovery. Congressional Democrats, on the other hand, pounced and charged that the flood of red ink will ruin the economy. Time does change all things. 30 years ago, in my first race for Congress, Republicans were the fiscal conservatives, while Democrats were saying pretty much what President Bush's budget director is saying today. It goes to show that, given enough time, both parties will be right at least part of the time. Think of the proverbial 12 monkeys romping on a piano. Eventually, they'll compose a sonata. 30 years ago, though, if I had spoken of the deficit in terms the White House is using today, I would have had a short political career. And that's ironic, because back then the deficit stood at $6 billion, less than 1% of what it is today. So what's the truth about the deficit? What is its effect on the economy? Mr. Bolton is right when he says that deficits aren't inherently evil. But as the New York Times reported this week, there is a point at which they endanger the U.S. economy. If our deficit is seen as being out of control, investors, including foreign investors, may think that it's too risky to buy our debt. So what, you may be thinking? Well, dear listener, here's what. If foreign investors stop filling the gap between what we spend and what we save, the U.S. will have to increase interest rates or weaken the dollar, or both. Those measures will either inflate or deflate the economy. So where's the tipping point? How high can the deficit go before it starts to spook investors? If you want the economic answer, don't listen to either the Democrats or the Republicans. Listen to the Federal Reserve. In the year 2000, a Federal Reserve economist argued that the danger point may occur when the nation's current account deficit reaches 5% of its gross national product. The current account measures a country's international trade in goods and services, investment income, and transfers. Today in the U.S., it stands at not 5%, but 5.1%, and it's poised to go higher. All of this gives new urgency to the congressional debate over the government's budget deficit. Conservatives are arguing against expanded government spending because it might endanger the Bush tax cuts. Liberals are arguing the reverse. Stay tuned. Something's got to give. This is Les O'Coin.